Early Monday morning, a powerful explosion at a coal mine in Tolmansville, West Virginia, trapped 13 men in a tunnel more than 260 feet underground. It's been more than 33 hours since the explosion. Rescuers' attempts to contact the miners have thus far gone unanswered. Joining us now is Joseph Spafoni, director of Pennsylvania's Bureau of Deep Mine Safety. His agency was closely involved in the 2002 rescue of 9 men who spent 3 days in a water-filled mine shaft in Somerset, Pennsylvania. He joins us now from his office in Pittsburgh. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Nice to be on.
Mine officials in Tolmansville say they're very discouraged by the results of air samples that they've found. What dangers generally exist in mines in terms of air quality? How's the air ventilated?
Well, normally a mine is ventilated by a large ventilation fan, and air is drawn in from outside and ventilates the areas of the mine, and then it's drawn out with the fan and blowed, exhausted to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, there was an incident where evidently methane was ignited and caused an explosion. In doing so, it could have created some fires. Carbon monoxide is a product of incomplete combustion. Also, when the explosion occurred, there was evidently damage to some of the ventilation controls, which in turn would have short-circuited the air, and the air is not traveling in its normal course. So you have areas of the mine that are probably not being adequately ventilated, and you still have some of the aftermath of the explosion and possibly some areas that are still smoldering.
Mm-hmm. The mine was closed over the New Year's holiday. Does shutting down a mine like that add to the danger of gas collecting?
I would say no, because in most cases the fans are left operating even when the mine is idle. And usually when a mine is closed, somebody does still go underground, usually daily, to make examinations, what we would call a fire run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact circumstances for this mine, but I think maybe what might have had more of an effect is that there was a very large thunderstorm going through and it seemed like a very low drop in barometer. Barometric pressure can definitely have an effect on the ventilation in a coal mine, and also if there's areas where there is methane, or even actually just cause the coal to liberate more methane.
Mm-hmm. As you say, we don't know exactly what happened down there to cause the explosion. Methane levels don't seem to be high, according to the samples they've taken thus far. Could anything else conceivably have caused such an explosion?
There are some other gases that could, be involved in an explosion, but it's highly unlikely. Normally, it's when you have an explosion in an active coal mine, it's usually a result of something igniting methane.
Of course, in the old days, they used to keep a canary in the coal mine, the famous example. What sort of devices do they use today?
The mining business today is very high tech, and all the certified officials, the mine examiners, carry electronic detectors that check for methane, low oxygen, carbon monoxide, and they're used on a regular basis.
Given all that technology, does that explain why mines are safer than they used to be?
Oh, there's no question. I think the technology has probably played the biggest role. Another role is the fact that our miners today are very well trained and educated in the hazards of mining. We have a very experienced workforce at this stage, and I think that has a lot to do with it, but technology definitely has played a big part.
In the construction of a mine, would the miners construct safety areas, emergency places they could escape to in the event of a problem?
Normally they do not. I mean, the mines are designed so that you have escape routes, intake escape ways, and travel ways that you're supposed to use in case of an emergency. All the miners are trained, and they have what they call firefighting and evacuation plans. They travel the evacuation routes on a regular basis. So there's a lot of things that go into play to, as far as training is concerned, in the event that you had to make an escape.
As we mentioned, you were involved in some degree at the 2002 incident at Kew Creek in Pennsylvania. This, of course, quite different. That was a water problem there.
Correct. The response and so forth, very similar, but the incident's very, very different. At Kew Creek, we were involved with a water inundation from an old mine. The miners were unable to escape, and really didn't have to put rescuers into the mine. We put a plan into place to try to rescue the miners, and we were successful in doing so. The incident in West Virginia, again, involves an explosion and, you know, a lot of problems with the atmosphere now after the explosion.
Well, we can only pray for the survival of those 13 men trapped under the ground.
Well, there's no question. The mining industry is a very close-knit industry, and we here in Pennsylvania are... hearts and prayers go out to the miners and their families, and we're all hoping for a successful end to this.
Joseph Spifoni, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Joseph Spifoni is director of Pennsylvania's Bureau of Deep Mine Safety. He joined us by phone from his office in Pittsburgh. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.